Man, thank you all so much for being here with us at LifePoint Church. For those that are here in person, thank you again. I know I said this the first week, but thank you for trusting us and the work that our great team is doing to make sure this place is clean and ready to go for you to come every week. But thank you all so much for that. We are into yet another new chapter of LifePoint Church as hopefully we are live right now on our live stream on Facebook. And so we finally got all of our gear to do that. It is a huge learning curve. There's a lot that goes into it. So if you are joining us online right now on Facebook Live, welcome. Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us in this way. Or if you're watching after the fact, we love you guys. Thanks for doing life with us here at LifePoint. So with all that, we are in week two of our three-week message series and study of 1 John. And we've called this study, God Is. Because as we work through this very unique, complex, and beautiful book, this letter, we are going to see that in 1 John, that the Apostle John is out here trying to help his fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, right? See, during this time period, we see that the second and the third generation believers in the church of Ephesus and all the other churches, and they were really struggling with what it meant to be a Christ follower. And they didn't like all the expectations, and they were just really struggling with being different than what, you know, the cultural religion was at the time. And so what we see is that because of that, they started kind of becoming this assembly line church, like assembly line Christians. Like, they could talk a good talk, but they weren't really living it. They weren't living like Jesus. And so what happened is some false teachers rose up from within the church, and they started teaching that Jesus wasn't actually the Messiah, that he wasn't fully God and fully man. And as you know, that's a problem, right? That becomes a problem because we know that Jesus was both fully God and fully man. He was divine, God's son, and we know this. And so John wrote this letter to them to kind of set the record straight, right? John, the apostle John, he was an eyewitness to the life, the ministry, the death and resurrection of Jesus. So his voice carries a ton of weight. And so he's writing to set the record straight and to remind them that God sent his son Jesus, and that Jesus is in fact the Messiah, and that he died to cover the sins of all men and women and everyone, right? So he writes this letter to set the record straight. And as we study it, my hope and prayer is that as a result, you'll have a better understanding of who God is. That you will be refreshed or maybe introduced for the first time to some of these key descriptions of who God is. And last week, if you were with us, you'll know that we talked about the fact that God is light, right? He's light. Therefore, he is perfect, pure, holy, no darkness in him. Because remember, the light and the dark cannot coexist. So for us as Christ followers, our response to that, the only logical response to the fact that God is light, is for us then to walk in light. And that's what we talked about last week, that we are to walk in the light every step of every day. And as God reveals to us what's going on in our lives, right, and the things maybe that we need to correct, that we just confess and we move forward. And we can do that because God is light. But today, we're moving on. And as I said in week one, this letter is written very uniquely, so it is not like very linear and structured. It's kind of all over the place, which is good for me and not good for me, because I tend to be all over the place, but I'm also very OCD about things. So what you're going to see today is we're going to be jumping all around. We'll be in chapter 2 a little bit, chapter 4, and chapter 3, but it's all honed in on this one topic, this one description of Jesus that we're going to talk about today, and it's one that is so beautiful and so powerful, and it's that God is love. And God is love. Check this out. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, and then we're going to jump to verse 16. John writes this. He says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Like, it's just right there, plain and simple. God is love. Verse 16, and so we know and we rely on the love of God, for on the love of God has for us. Then it says it again, God is love. Whoever loves, or whoever lives in love, lives in God, and God in them. It's a foundational truth. One that we as Christ followers cling to is the fact that God is love. I mean, it's who he is. It's not necessarily just what he does, but it's who he is. At his very core, God is love. Every second of every day, no matter what you've done or haven't done, God is love. That will never change, right? And just like with last week when we looked where John says that you cannot have fellowship with God and walk in the darkness, what we're going to see here is that we cannot say that we know God if we do not love. Because if God is love, then we also have to love. It says, whoever does not love does not know God. See, I like John. He's to the point. He's bold. He's not, you know, cutting corners here. Whoever doesn't love doesn't know God. Period, the end. Because love is who God is. And we have to understand that, and we have to cling to that. And so if God is love, and we know that because we read this, then how are we to respond as Christ followers? If we know that he is love, how do we respond? Well, last week, when God is light, we got to walk in the light. So this week, since God is love, we have to walk in love. We have to walk in love. As we go throughout our life, again, every second of every day, God is love. Therefore, we need to be love. Love to those we interact with. Love to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to be here for each other. And to know God, to be in fellowship with him, right? In this authentic relationship, we have to walk in light and we have to walk in love. Anything outside of that, if we say we know God or that we love other people, but we really don't, we're only fooling ourselves. If we're going to connect with God on a real level, we have to walk in love. 1 John chapter 2, see, we're jumping back. Chapter 2, verse 9 through 11 says, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. See how he's weaving the two pieces together? Like, God is light, but he's also love, and how these intertwine. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, and check this out, and does not know where he's going, because the darkness blinded his eyes. See, last week we talked about how when you're living in darkness, a lot of times you don't realize it, or you don't realize how toxic it is because you can't see. And it's the same way here. I think this is one of the biggest issues that has been plaguing the church for years and years and years. And it's especially peeking its head more than ever right now in 2020. There are so many people who claim the name of Jesus that are actually walking in the darkness. They're walking in darkness and they're not loving people. But see, they don't realize it because they're just kind of wandering around. The darkness has blinded their eyes. And that's why, honestly, if I can be honest, that's why there are some people that we see today that are expressing love more for nationalism than they are for the love of people. That's why we're seeing people right now that are expressing love for monuments and symbols over people. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying we cannot put those things above loving people, because that's what God does. He is love. He loves everyone. And we cannot put anything above, other than God, loving people. Because that's how he lived. That's what, now Jesus, when we watch and read his life and we see that, he loved. He took some hard stands, but he loved. See, this is the reason why we see a lot of people express love for their opinions, express love for being right, expressing love for winning arguments above loving people. And I've seen it far too often. Maybe it's even you're expressing love for your own comfort and peace of mind. And we're putting that above loving people. See, a lot of times we begin walking in darkness and we think that we're loving people, but we're really not. We can only see that when we live in the light. When we walk in the light, God opens our eyes, and then we can see whether or not we're really loving as God loves. We've got to begin to walk in love in everything that we do. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. They're still in darkness. But whoever loves his brother and sister abides in light. You see, how we love people, it matters. It matters a lot. If you are not loving people, you are not in God. You're not walking in the light. Therefore, you're not having fellowship with God. But when we walk in the light and we're connected to him, we're connected to the true vine, we will begin to walk in love. And if we're not, the light exposes that. We confess and we move forward. Right? So with that said, how do we actually begin to walk in love? Right? Once we're walking in the light and we say, okay, I'm not necessarily walking in love right now, where do we start? I think the best way to figure this out and how to begin walking in the light is first to see how God demonstrated his love. Right? If we're going to model after something, let's model after how God loves. Model our lives after how Jesus loved. God is the very definition of love. So if I'm going to model my life after that, I'm going to go to the definition. So check this out. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, it says, This is how God showed his love for among us. He sent his one and only Son into this world that we might live through him. That we might live through him. That's how God loves. That's how much he loves you. That he sent his Son as a sacrifice to die for you. It says, this is love, right? This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You see, God demonstrated, and he continues to demonstrate his love for you and for me. It's a selfless love. It's a sacrificial love. It's unconditional. It's undeserving. I don't know about you, but I don't deserve it. But it's undeserving. It's unwavering. It's relentless. And it's all-consuming and life-changing. This is how God loved. Any hope that we have in our lives, in this world, is because God first loved us. That kind of sacrificial, selfless love is where we have to start. So in response to that, how are we to love? So if God loved that way, if that's how he demonstrated his love, how do we love? And if you break it down super practical, there's all kinds of different ways that we can express love and that we can walk in love daily, right, every second of every day. But I want you to see and understand the foundation and the root of how we are to love. Like at its core, how do we love as followers of Jesus? I want us to look at 1 John chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. It says, this is how we know what love is. Again, he's recapping. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. So that's how we know what love is. And so check this out. It says, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth. This is how we love. You see, love routinely gets simplified into just a feeling. I feel like I love this person. Now I don't feel the love in this person. It all comes back to our feelings. But the reality is that love is much greater than that. Love is so much more than a feeling. Don't sing in your heads. But it is. It's so much more than just a feeling. Love is both a choice and an action. Love is a choice and an action. It's a choice because, let's be honest, not everyone that we encounter is lovable. Right? I mean, how many of y'all would agree with that? Not everyone that you interact with is lovable. Honestly, probably some people within your home aren't always lovable all the time. I know I'm probably not lovable all the time. But as followers of Jesus, we have to make a choice to love. We have to. Again, if I'm keeping it completely honest, I am unlovable in the eyes of God. I will never be worthy of his love. The creator of all things. The one who gave his son for me. So that I could have forgiveness. That I could have hope. That I could have salvation. Yet I screw up constantly. I say things I shouldn't. I do things I shouldn't. There's things that I should do that I don't do. I get stressed out. I do all these things that make me unlovable to a perfect God. But guess what? He still loves me. He chooses to love me in spite of me. So then as followers of Jesus, we have to do the same. You're going to interact with people that rub you the wrong way. You're going to interact with people that hurt you. You're going to interact with people that just get on your nerves. And here we're specifically seeing brothers and sisters, so our church family. We've got to choose to love each other sometimes. I can look around in this room right now and I see people that you all at times have made a very clear conscious choice to love me because I wasn't lovable. But that's what it's about. Love is a choice. And we as Christ followers must choose love. But it's also an action. As love, true love cannot be expressed just in words. True love can't just be something we say we do. We actually have to put it into action. I see so many people that say they love everyone. I love this person, I love this person, I love everyone. And then you can just get on their social media platforms and see that they don't really love everyone. Their actions say something different. Or they say they have love for people in the church that are in need. And they know that they're in need. But then, as we saw here, they don't show pity on them. Or they don't show what I would say is compassion to them. And say, hey, I know you're going through a tough time. I got you. What do you need? And actually mean that. We have to put our love into action. It's not enough just to say you love somebody. You've got to do it. And the ultimate action that we see here is that it says that we should lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And again, if I'm being honest, there are very few people that I would say I would lay my life down for, just in my flesh. Like, right, I don't know, that's a tough thing to say, but that's how we're supposed to live. So we've got to allow God to do a work in us to get us to the point where we say, you know what, I'll lay my life down for my brothers and sisters, even the ones that are being unlovable. That's a tough task. But again, that's what God did for us. Like, really think about that. He sent his son to die in your place, to take on your guilt and your shame so that you didn't have to, and you didn't deserve it. When I think about that, it breaks my heart because I know that I don't deserve it. And it makes me want to love God more. It makes me want to serve him more. It makes me want to be better, to be more like him, and to learn to love like him, because love is a choice and it's action. This is how we walk in love. It's selfless. We've got to get over ourselves and begin to love as God loves, because that's who he is. God is love. Maybe the most beautiful thing that I could say is that God is love. He was love in the beginning, throughout history. He's love today, and he is love forever, because it's who he is. And since God is love, we've got to love as well. There's no getting around it. There's no avoiding it. We have to walk in love. I'm going to leave you with a few final verses. 1 John 4, 19 through 20, through 21 states this: we love because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother and sister is a liar. Again, blunt, to the point. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God who they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Not option, command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Again, there's no getting away from it. It's a command. And then 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. He simply reminds us of this. And this is his command. There it is again. To believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he has commanded us. Believe in the name of Jesus. Love his people. This is true. This is the truth that we all must strive for, that we need to move our lives into that direction. Again, we first have to begin walking in light. We have to know light and walk in light. And as we do, then we begin to walk in love. And I'm telling you, if we can begin to do this, it will be a game changer. This is something that I'm very passionate about, and it's something that I try to model my life completely around, was this last verse. And we see it in different points in Scripture, but basically how I've kind of broken it down is this: that we love God and we love people. We love God, we walk in the light, and then we walk in love. We love people. So we love God and love people. And I'm telling you that if we could all, as Christ followers, do that today, right? If we could live that out, if we could truly love God and love people and put that first in that order, love God, love people, man, things would be so different. July 5th, 2020 would look different than it does now if we would have been doing this for years and years and years. The church would look different if we truly loved God and loved people as we're commanded to. Louisville would look different. But the beautiful thing is you can begin today. It's not too far gone. Hope is not lost, but we can begin today to walk in the light every second of every day, connected to the vine and fellowship with God, and then walk in love. Gotta walk in love. And I know it's not always easy. I get it. Trust me, I get it. I'm just as guilty as anyone else of not always walking in love. But we have to take that to God and let Him to continue to do that work in us as we live in the light. And because of the fact that God is love, when we do that, we too will walk in love. Let's commit to doing that today, to walk in love, to love God and love people. Let's pray. God, we just come to you this morning. We're just so thankful. We're thankful for the fact that you are love, that it's who you are. And that although we don't deserve it at all, you constantly give us your best. You love us unconditionally. And you show us how to love other people. So God, thank you for your love. And may we in response begin to love people as you love us. God, may you begin to change this world, God, starting with us here, that we would begin to love like you love and watch as you change things. God, we're so thankful. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not walking necessarily in love. You're not necessarily walking in light because you don't know Christ. You've never really stepped into that personal relationship with Him. You've never connected and been in fellowship with Him in that way. Maybe that's where you're at this morning. If you are, that's cool. It's all good because you are in the right place. Or if that's where you're at and you're watching online, it's okay. We've all been there. We were all once in that position. But the beautiful thing is that God did love you so much that He sent His Son Jesus. As we've talked about throughout this message, that He sent His Son to die for you and then rose again victoriously, defeating death, hell, and the grave. And He did that for you to take on your sin and your shame so that we could be forgiven. And if that's you, Scripture says in Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God rose Him from the grave, that you'll be saved. Right? That if you love God, you believe in Him, believe that Jesus was His Son, just confess and believe. It says you're a new creation. That's your first step into the light. That's your first step into understanding love. True love, authentic, unchanging love. If that's you, you can just call out to Him right now. However He leads you, you just confess and believe. But maybe you're here this morning, you are a Christ follower, and you've not been walking in the light, and you're definitely not walking in love. Today's the day to flip that switch, change that game up, to begin to walk in light. But today we're going to make sure that we're going to be walking in love, that we're going to see how God loves us, and then we're going to return that back out to our brothers and sisters, and to everyone, to love them as God loves us. Let's be a people. Let's be a church that loves beyond all things, that we love God and we love people. May that be what we're known for. God, I thank you again for loving us. Thank you so much for sending your Son Jesus to die for us. God, may you do a work this morning in our hearts and in our lives speak to us. Let us know what it is that we need to do, what we need to give back to you, what we need to celebrate and praise you for, what we need to change in our lives, God, and help us to love like you love. God, we thank you. In your name we pray, amen. And for coming and be a part of LifePoint Online. Man, if this is your first time here, thank you all so much for hanging out with us and doing life with us. If you have any questions or want any additional information, you can head over to our website or go to one of our social media platforms, leave us a message, and someone will get back in touch with you. Also, if you want to continue to worship with your tithes and your offerings, or if you just want to give to LifePoint, you can go to our website. It's lpc502.com. In the right-hand corner, the top right-hand corner, is an online giving button. You click it, it'll take you to a safe and secure place where you can give. But again, however you choose to give, we're just so thankful that you are living out the mission and being a part of what God is doing in LifePoint Church and in the city of Louisville. So we love you guys. Again, thank you for being here with us online, and we will see you throughout the week. Love you guys.